The city of Eugene has changed a lot over the past few decades, going from just another stopover on the I-5 corridor into one of the state's largest centers for commerce, industry, and culture. During this growth, many changes occurred in how land use was prioritized and developed. One of the changes Eugene saw was the 1969 construction of the Valley River Center. This is the largest enclosed mall from Portland to San Francisco, and is the destination for thousands of shoppers each day. The VRC was the third largest property taxpayer in Lane County in 2004, and provides many service and retail employment opportunities. Despite its many economic benefits, there are still people who do not look on the VRC favorably. One such person is Nina Levinger, a member of the nonprofit organization Land Watch Lane County, and witness to the construction of the VRC. She watched as the department stores, theaters, and other businesses made the leap across the river to remain close to the consumers.
I think Valley River Center as a commercial development is completely in the wrong place. For one thing, once Valley River Center was built on the edge of Eugene, it sucked the life out of downtown Eugene. It killed downtown Eugene. Eugene is still struggling to recover from Valley River Center sucking the life, the commercial life, out of its center. So it was unwise to put such a large shopping center on the edge of town if you wanted to maintain the vitality of the heart of Eugene.
The location of the VRC was chosen for one primary reason: availability. The only space large enough to support such a large facility was on the outside of the city, making it one of the most noticeable effects of growth and sprawl. The VRC was also built on land that would not be considered for building in most cases, a wetland area. These wetlands are habitat to western pond turtles, countless mammals, fish, and are also a resting point for migratory birds each year. The building on such a wildlife-rich area made Nina question whether enough land use issues were considered before construction.
I don't think it's always a bad thing to locate a facility on the edge of an urban place, but you have to look at all the components of what that location of that activity or development is comprised of. If Valley River Center were on infertile soils, is not on wetlands, is not on the edge of a river, it might not be a bad thing.
This location was undoubtedly chosen for its scenic beauty, a trait that can still be enjoyed from a venture along the path that runs between the VRC's parking lot and the Willamette River. One person who may not have been invigorated or inspired with the beauty of this area might have been the architect.
Also, the various buildings of Valley River Center don't look out onto the river. Those buildings, those shops, those stores could have built on any flat land anywhere. It would have made no difference to the activities that take place within them because they don't look out onto the river. So why are they on the edge of a beautiful scenic area when it completely doesn't matter that they're there?
Not only does the VRC neglect the natural beauty of the area, the mall also created many issues that impact the environment it surrounds.
Hard surfaces such as the vast parking lot send many, many gallons of water into the river at the time of heavy rains, which can increase the flood hazard potential on downstream. If you don't have hard surfaces, the rain settles into the earth, is filtered by the earth, absorbed by the earth, and you don't have tremendous volumes of runoff, some of which is toxic, with negative impacts to the river and its creatures.
This runoff carries countless gallons of automotive liquid like oil, gas, and antifreeze into the river each year. The fertilizer from the landscape of the VRC and its surrounding buildings also makes its way into the few ponds that still exist today. These are just a few of the changes and impacts caused by the VRC. Even though she is opposed to the VRC, Nina concedes to the unavoidable nature of our society to expand and grow.
The town, of course, was growing, so we got many new people to the community who bring their own individual qualities and enrich the place in their personal ways. So there is an evolution that is part of life and our interactions, and the creation of Valley River Center relative to Eugene was simply a part of that evolution, that change, which is natural.